Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
And I remember what we tried to do. I was in Somalia for 6 months before we were ever in a vehicle that had a key to start it. All of them were hot-wired. And so you're trying to buy vehicles or rent vehicles that are not looted, okay? And you're trying to rent compounds and houses that the occupants or owners of those houses were not killed for the persons to rent them to you now. And so that took a lot of wisdom. So those were the kinds of things that I would do because other staff members didn't have enough experience. And so I remember going up to this one guy and he wanted to give me this brand new Ford 4x4, and the rent was very reasonable. And there was a hole about this big right in front of where the driver would have been sitting. And the hole goes right out the back window. And I could tell a bazooka or an RPG round had gone right through the windshield and whoever was standing or driving behind the wheel of that car. And I said, is this your truck? He said, no. But the owner's not going to be contesting the sale or the rent of this vehicle. But you had to be careful because if you turn down these bad guys just cavalierly, like when we go to compounds, I take Omar with me and we are trying to determine, now, is this the owner of the compound or the owner's representative? And we went into this one compound to rent, and as soon as we walked in there, we could tell these were guys from the bush. These were not city guys. They're armed to the teeth. They've got bandoliers across their chest. And Omar whispers to me, we're in trouble. And they said, now, let's go through the motions, he whispered, and look at the house, and then we'll find a way to tell them we don't want to rent this. But if you turn them down just abruptly, he said, you just follow my lead. And so we looked at the house and we did all this kind of stuff. But coming out of the house, I saw something to the side of the courtyard that caught my attention, and I knew better. I knew that my wife and my family and my friends and even Jesus himself was saying, get out of there, dummy. You know, but I saw something so different, I had to stop and ask the gunman, what is that? Because stacked against the compound wall in the courtyard were 35 to 50 Asian toilets, squatty potties. And if you don't know where a squatty potty is, you know, it's where you don't have a commode and the porcelain is just flush with the floor of the house, and you've got a string up here that you'll pull to flush, and you squat over the toilet, therefore the squatty potty, and they've got 35 to 50 of those stacked up on top of each other inside the compound with the pipes hanging out, pieces of concrete attached to it, and I turned to this gunman and said, what is that all about? And he looked at me and he said, aren't they beautiful? And then he looked at me and asked, what are they? And they had looted squatty potties from 30 or 40 houses because they thought it was beautiful and something to, you know, to collect. And I'm thinking, man, you talk about insanity gone amok and then people having guns. One day, General Idee attacked one of our feeding sites. Eventually, we were responsible for feeding five feeding sites with 10,000 people a day. And each one of those feeding sites were guarded by Pakistanis or Egyptians or Nepalese or the U.S. military. And one day, ID decided to take out one of our feeding sites, and 13 Pakistanis were killed that allowed our nurses to escape with their lives. And finding the culturally appropriate thing to do to go to the Pakistani military and to thank them for giving their lives to protect our people. You know, the learning curve in so many ways is so great.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.